The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hello, this is BK Will, the host and producer of Who is Cam Kander? We have something very special for you today while we're in between episodes. It's called Civilized, an award-winning improvised sci-fi dark comedy. On the last episode of Who is Cam Kander, we discuss Civilized, particularly its possible connection to a show called Uncivilized, which had been rumored to be a Cam Kander production. Many of the voices and characters on Uncivilized bear a striking resemblance to the characters on Civilized. We've chosen to leave it up to you, our listeners, to decide if there is a connection. Civilized is a workplace comedy set on an alien planet, where four less than competent characters find themselves stranded. Civilized is an extremely funny show and definitely not a Cam Kander production. In fact, it comes from the creators of Alba Salix and stars Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Tyra Banda, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Please enjoy this very special presentation of Civilized, and we will return with a new episode of Who is Cam Kander very soon.
Mayday, mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. Emergency transponder activated. We have emerged alone in unknown space. There is no match to known or projected star charts. I repeat, we have emerged alone in unknown space.
Mayday, mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er.
Echo Bravo 379er. No member of the fleet has responded to our emergency beacons in over 90 days.
Mayday.
I repeat.
Mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. We are initiating Foxtrot Charlie Kilo protocol. We have identified a nearby planetary body for an unscheduled landing.
You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. Come on. Come on. Come on. You can do this. Get your nose up. Get your nose up.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Just keep building.
Could be a tricks.
Mm. Here's an Xbox.
Oh, thank you. This'll make a great holder for sand.
Is that enough? It's like four of those things I've drug out.
Bob, these are all empty boxes.
Well, yeah, but there's still a lot of work getting those out of the ship all the way over. It's like crazy raining out here.
Bob, I appreciate how much work you think that is.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna keep putting holes in the ground and putting up tarps and, you know, protecting us from this liquid that's falling from above us that we don't know is acid or has any kind of chemical properties. Oh. But I'll put myself out here while you go get another few empty boxes.
I'm gonna go back to the ship and try and... Might take me a while to find a box. Could be acid. Really?
Bob, just...
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ah, Bob.
Hi. Whew. Do you know, it could be acid out there.
Yes, well, actually, I wanted to mention that. I ran the sample that you collected for me through the analyzer.
The sample?
Yes.
Oh, the wet stuff you took off my face.
So I ran it through the analyzer, and I wanted to share the results with you.
Oh, great.
They were inconclusive.
Oh, cool. So that's good then, right? We can go back outside.
Possibly, yes.
Awesome. Okay, I just have to find another box. Do we have any more empty boxes that are really light that I can bring out to help?
Well, you could check the box room.
Nope. Definitely can't go in the box room.
What?
Nope.
Captain.
Box room is off bounds. Nope.
How am I supposed to find boxes if I can't go in the box room?
It really is the function of the box room.
I know, but the box room is empty now. It's being used for something else.
Excuse me, everybody. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I know I've just been outside for a while, but Barty, I was wondering if you could just look at my skin. It seems to be bubbling in a weird way.
Oh, boy.
I know, it's kind of growing and pulsating. It's, the grossest thing about it is the smell, I think.
Feel free to just stand back.
That does not look good.
So, no one else is having this reaction? No, I guess no one else would because no one else was outside building a shelter.
I came outside. Oh, God.
Well, I don't know. Does Bob look okay?
Maybe he's immune to it.
I don't see anything.
What about my face? I can't see my face. What's my face doing?
His face kind of just looks like your face always looks.
Oh, okay.
No more or less pleasant than usual.
Oh, God, look what's happening to her arm.
Yeah, it's starting to pulsate. I'm a little concerned that my arm is now two times larger than an arm probably should be. I don't know. I'm just the scout. So, Captain, have you ever experienced anything like this from your database or?
I know of a first aid book in the library.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just gonna go to the box room and, you know, try to find a.
No, we can't go.
Oh, we can't go to the box room.
No,
oh, okay.
Box room.
Can't get to the box of first aid supplies then, because it's a box. It was in the.
I moved it all to the library, so you can go find all the box of supplies that you need in the library.
Oh, well, I guess books look like boxes.
So all the boxes are in the library.
All the boxes
now.
Have been moved to the library.
So the library shall now be called the box room.
Yes.
Why would we call it the boxbrary? No, that's not a good. Oh, and there goes my arm. Just fell right off.
Oh.
I am in excruciating pain.
Beatrix?
Yep.
I know this might come off crass, but do you think you could finish putting the poles in with one arm? I really don't want to go out there.
Well, you know, I have lost a limb, so I mean, why should anyone else have to do that? So I'll just go out and sacrifice whatever remaining limbs I have. Yeah, no, that's... I guess this is my function, my job.
We appreciate your earnest dedication.
I really hope someone's going to stop me. No?
Oh, that's okay. Great.
All right. Well, I'll just go back outside. No, it's cool. It's fine. No.
Thanks, Beatrix. You're the best.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's what support feels like.
I feel sort of awful that I didn't volunteer Barty to go and help her.
Yes, it is Bartholomew.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to take my... arm back out. It's starting to smell. I didn't want to inconvenience you guys further with my dead tissue arm. No, it's fine.
Wait, no. I have something I...
Yep. What is it, Bob?
Nothing.
All right, taking this thing that was once attached to me and walking outside. This isn't scarring at all.
Very considerate.
Barty, Bartholomew, God, now I feel even worse. That's two times I've had and I didn't offer to help.
It's fine. She's fine.
Really?
I mean, obviously she's not fine, but it's no problem.
It just feels strange that we're both sort of standing here watching the rain come down while she just goes back out there.
Well, standing here is a large part of my prescribed role. We would expect ultimately once the external shelter is erected, we would expect you to give it, you know, some homey touches, arrange perhaps. You could make a nice kitchen area maybe.
Okay.
So perhaps you should stop focusing on Beatrix and start focusing on what you can do to help the team.
There is some protective gear in the library box room.
Sorry. The library box room.
Boxberry?
Don't want to concern anyone. Just lost a foot, but it's all good. Gonna stay out here. Got one more foot, two legs. Pretty good.
Somebody get that girl some protective gear.
Your optimism is much appreciated.
No, I'm doing it. I'm going into the... Why don't I want to go into the Boxberry? I feel really strange. Barty?
Bartholomew?
Bartholomew? I'm doing it, though. I'm going to go get that box. I'm going to get Beatrix some protective clothing.
How are you doing out there, Beatrix?
Oh, fine. Just lost two fingers on the other hand, but not, it's manageable.
Okay, I'm not going. A limb, merely an appendage.
All right, I'm going. I'm going to get that box. I feel really strange, though, for some reason. It's just down here to the left, right? Oh, hi! What's your name?
That's why he wasn't meant to go in the box room.
I told him! It's not my fault he doesn't listen.
Just keep building, just keep building, just keep building, building.
Hey, hi, Beatrix. Oh, what happened? Why are you missing...
Oh, I'm just mostly gelatinous cysts at this point, so, you know.
Beatrix, oh my god, what can I do?
Oh, I'll probably go inside. This is for the good of the mission at this point. I wouldn't want anyone else to suffer like this, so.
Oh my god, let me help carry you inside.
I'm fine.
What do you mean, no, but Bartholomew, something's wrong with Beatrix.
You know, I just have a feeling I'm going to be okay. I mean, I'm in excruciating pain. I have never thought that my nerves could experience this much trauma, but I mean, all for the good of the mission, right? Glad you guys are warm and inside.
I'm so sorry. I wish I had found you earlier that I could have done something.
Bob, you were helping me earlier.
I was?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You brought out the four empty boxes.
What? No, I just carried this one box out here.
Are you okay?
Oh, God, your teeth just fell out.
Oh, yeah, I guess that happens.
I'm going to go get someone. Don't move.
I'm melting. This is a joke.
I guess you can't move. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, Beatrix. I'm Barty. Barty.
Bartholomew, actually.
Wait. Beatrix, she's a puddle. Well, there's a face, but a puddle. We need to go help her.
That does sound serious. I'll make sure that an appropriate award to honor her dedication is prepared.
What?
Well, you know, if things don't work out, I want to make sure that she's recognized for her gelatinous dedication.
Bravery.
I don't think things are working out. She's melting.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. We will prepare maybe a nice plaque, you know, something that she can hang on her wall.
What, Barty, what's happening to my arm?
Oh, dear. Would you enjoy a plaque?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Looks like rain.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.